And I shut the TV off because I knew that Virginia was really organized before the election. And I knew there was no way that that should have happened.
Well, hi, everybody. As soon as Danny shuts up.
I know.
Hi. Hi, Kat.
Oh, that's the sister that's bad to me.
Hi, my future ex-husband, Steve.
Hi, Kat.
Yeah. I always
when
have
she
to
already
make
called
my...
you an ex.
That's right. You covered right. All bases in the first conversation. Just so you're not disappointed.
Cat,
I can never say,
Eva.
Well, I never knew this about you. Well, you didn't listen to the first sentence.
You don't like her either.
Cat scratch fever.
That's right. Uh-huh. Hey, Miss Lois. Sandra D is in the house. Hey, Brenda and Tara.
Hey.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's so exciting. Trump's going to make an announcement at 9 o'clock tonight. He's in the White House since last night. Mm. Well, 3 this morning.
Mar-a-Lago?
Nope.
No. D.C.
The last trip to the White House.
Oh,
wow. Biden.
Oh,
wow. Biden is gone. He was supposed to have that thing with the Pope. They picked him up.
Yeah, well, it's funny that they had an announcement and
that the Biden Pope's missing,
hurried off, and everybody else was told to leave, disperse immediately.
That's right. I got message today. We live in a, you know, small area. It's not a huge city. It's pretty big. We're on the map. What can I say?
Where are
made
you
an announcement at? On. I'm in Spartanburg/Greenville, South Carolina. And on the news today, my neighbor called and told me that they're bringing in the National Guard to help the police. What's going on? I said, huh, don't know, can't help you. Yes, yes. I know what that's about. They're filling up the cities with them.
Surprise.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything, but the only thing that's around me is cows and horses.
They'll protect you. Come by.
Yeah.
I got cows and horses here.
If I could teach them to kick on command, trust me, I would.
Yeah. You might get hurt. They'd have to practice on you, silly girl.
No.
Tara,
no.
Tara, I got what I said was that people. Trump is in the White House, the real one, well, the one that's going to be hanging for a while. And he's supposed to be making an announcement tonight to the nation around 9 o'clock. Hmm. Tara asked what the whole deal was with Trump.
I guess we'll have to get a link for that one, eh?
Yeah. Should be able to get it on OAN and all of them.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
probably. Right,
Friday
news.
Is the 5th. Don't ever forget the 5th, and the 11th is another biggie. I don't understand them, but they've been made known for a long time now.
We are in boom, boom, boom week, apparently.
You betcha it explodes. Yeah. These people that went to Dallas, they're all mad. So angry. Yeah. And they missed the points. He had them go stand, or everybody was supposed to go stand over where JFK was shot. And down on Dealey Plaza, there around the knoll. And of course, there's probably 200 people there on both sides of the road and sit out there until it started pouring down 2 hours later. But somebody videoed, isn't this interesting? I like Danny sent me. It's all over the place. Where the railroad station above them, going the railroad tracks going over the highway, had the evergreen containers going by.
Hundreds
now, we'll
of them.
Set that up.
Hundreds of them.
Yes.
I mean, it was like nine.
They even had a specific time to be out there, and how lo and behold, it did happen.
Yep.
And then they were supposed to have a parade, and that didn't happen. And then they all got mad. And everybody's saying it was a bust. And then they were finally admitted that there was going to be a Rolling Stones concert last night. And then people were like, I don't think so. It's raining and it's open and it's going to be cold and there's nobody going to come to it. Well, it wasn't as in Rolling Stones, Mick Jagger. And if anybody had half of a brain that's supposed to be awake, they would know that. Damn, everybody knows Mick Jagger was played by Prince and that beautiful high voice he has. Elvis played on the keyboard or the piano. JFK was, what is his name? Can't think of his name there now. But anyway, they were there. It's just that people weren't paying attention to the moves or the symbolisms of what they were doing. But so many were bitching in the chat rooms today. It's such a disappointment, and negative 48 is such a liar and a fraud and going on. And it's just, and what it's done to me is to see is those who showed up were expecting someone to spoon feed them and take care of them.
Excuse me? I don't know about that. Maybe some people were there for that. I was there for just the whole experience and all the people that we met. And I'll tell you what, no, it wasn't.
Sherry, I never said you. I said some people.
Some people, yeah, right? Because, no, there are. I mean, how do you, okay, my question is, when you're driving a car, what are you supposed to be doing? Why do people feel that they have to freaking do a 7 or 8 minute video while they're driving?
Number I know, one. Right?
Right? Right. Excuse me? And it's like disinformation. And then he's like, this guy's going, you know, that all these people should be ashamed and that they'll have to tell their family. And it's like, you know how many people showed up from around the country? There was not very many people there from Texas. It just shows you who the true patriots are, who the, I mean, a lot of people can't afford it, of course. And I'm close. So that made it okay. You know,
it wasn't about being a true patriot because I wanted to be like, there.
It's like, well, these people that are trying to make you, you know, feel bad and all this. I'm like, you know.
These are the ones that showed up there. I'm talking about. They're the ones that are complaining.
Yeah. Oh, are they? Because I haven't really paid attention to that. You know, I didn't see that the ones that were there. They just need to relook at it a different angle. But anyway,
I got a question. What's the Republicans McCarthy? What's his name?
Kevin McCarthy.
Speaker,
yes, minority, Kevin McCarthy.
Yes.
Call me Luna.
Yes, call
me. Hey, Looney.
Bye. So there's a guy that was on one of the videos on negative 48, and he turns around and he's talking to somebody, and he's in a light blue shirt. And let me tell you something. His mask, I looked at him and I'm like, oh my God, that screaming masked me. And it was a mask that had him look like he was the son of JFK and Kevin McCarthy. That guy, whoever was talking to that guy, had no idea who they were talking to.
No.
And I was like, oh my God, that was like really obvious to me. I could be wrong. I could be really, really wrong. Maybe it was some guy, but tell me. I mean, he really looked like the son of. Okay, that's all I got.
So there, the hotel that was, I don't know, in the one plaza. If you looked up and all the lights were on, certain light windows were on, and people were standing in the windows.
Right.
And there was, got a video of them, but there was different people standing. The Michael Jackson was supposedly when he posed with the hat and the hand, his hand on the hat and all this kind of stuff. And it was a neat experience, you guys. And if we do it again on the next second, if we do it again on the next second, it ought to be interesting.
I said some people came there with every last dime they had, even had to spend their rent money to get there, and were so disappointed. And wow, I'm so sorry they felt that way.
Well, I mean, we shouldn't be spending our rent money, but I mean, it, you know, what it's,
well, it was beautiful yesterday morning. It's a weeding system, yep. I think. Where's your heart?
Oh. Can I ask a question about RV?
No. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm over it. Okay.
I can't.
What's RV?
Hi, Dr. Johnny.
My recreational vehicle I'm going to buy soon.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I've been going over all these different lists that on your website, Geo, and there are different places. And one of the things that we have to have in the first meeting is talking about an affidavit of fact or affidavit of Swift QFS fact or affidavit of fact. What's that? I don't understand.
I'm not sure either.
Okay.
You wrote it.
I didn't write it. I pushed it up.
Okay.
I pushed it up to the server, but I'm not sure.
I'm just doing what George said to do. I'm not getting involved in all that other stuff.
All I can suggest right now is because we're a lot of the legal stuff, although some of it's up there on the server, does pertain to directly to maritime admiralty law. And I know we are going to common law. So I think what's probably best there is just wait till we the whole system flips over, and then we find out, I guess, from a legal standpoint, what works and what doesn't, and then go from there.
I've got about most everything I need on the list, so I figured it probably the worst case scenario, I go to my first meeting, well, you need that, but okay, we can, you know, if I got everything else, you know, ID, my currency, my accountant. So I feel like that's, there was just a couple of little things. I just thought, throw it out there.
Mm-hmm.
I read, yes.
I'm not sure. Sorry, Kat. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I read yesterday that do not plan on being in there more than 20 minutes. They will not be dealing with wealth managers at this meeting. Do not get highfalutin dressed up because you give the appearance of, I know how to handle money. Dress casual, but nice. Made it real clear. Do not go in there looking like a highfalutin Sunday school mom.
Well, the good news is I don't fit into any of my suits that were.
The better news is I don't own anything.
Go there.
Down shorts.
I'm gonna wear my cheap ass suit.
Yeah, be you. I think... Be you. Go ahead.
Yeah, be you. No, I was just gonna say to Dr. Johnny, it doesn't really. There's nothing really written in stone about what we have to do in there, what we have to bring. I know there's a lot of channels that are currency channels that have all these, you know, documentation, you know, for this, for that, whatever. I don't really think anybody's going to, you know, put an X by your name because you didn't have a particular thing, because there's been no instructions. It's been people that have, you know, made up those forms to make it a little bit more organized or make people feel a little bit better, right, with the organization before they
didn't
go
help
in.
Me.
And that's
just,
it.
If you have that list of that they put out there on, I think it's 40 items, 40 pages.
Yeah.
That,
40 pages. Yeah.
You know, do check. Yeah, no, I'm not going to
do that.
I'm
just a country girl. I wouldn't have all that in my thing. So
yeah, and
you
can't
expect
them. You're going to put together what you can. You're going to put together what you can. And like Kat, if you don't have a typewriter or if you don't have a computer and a printer to print something out, you know, a long time ago, we used to do pen and paper. It works the same.
No way.
You've been there a long time.
It works the same.
Hey, I can write it in cursive and nobody will be able to read it.
Right. Exactly. Because the kids nowadays don't know cursive.
They don't. Ask them to call somebody.
Slide a letter across. I made fun of tellers. I'm like, okay, so we work at a bank. somebody's going to slide across the teller counter in cursive writing, give me all your money. This is a stick up. And you're going to say, I can't read that.
What language is this?
No, you just have to tell him your handwriting is atrocious. Get out of here.
Why is it all connected? Why is it all connected?
What are all these loop-de-loops?
Anybody read anything interesting lately?
Actually, one last comment just before we were talking about earlier about information going into the our meeting.
Redemption meeting.
Yeah. We just have to remember that all information that we've gotten so far is just information from gurus, whether it be right or wrong, we don't know. What we do know is that
couldn't resist, George.
What we do know is once we get into our redemption exchange meeting, when we get the safe links, a lot of that information will become available to us so that we'll be able to read or listen to or whatever, you know, they're going to give us our guidelines. So until then, I would just say just keep on collecting and reading information, and too much information is not a bad thing. It's better to have too much information than not enough. At least we have the opportunity to see, you know, with all the additional information, we can at least have a little bit of discernment, to, you know, what to use and what not to use, basically, right?
And as far as your project, if it's clear in your head, that's your 3 to 5 minutes of explanation.
Those papers make me feel like I got to have a 2-year college degree.
Right. I mean, if make it clear in your head, do an outline of what you want to hit. And even if you don't want to run your own project, but you want to donate to other projects, have an idea of what interests you. I want to help homeless people. I want to help animals. I want clean the water. I want to med beds, exactly, med beds.
Mobile med beds.
There isn't going to be any mobile med beds as far as I know.
And I posted a video about that lady in Australia that met with somebody from the Alliance. Yep.
Sky.
That's fine with me. Yeah.
Sky's not the answer to everybody's question.
No, she is not the only one that's saying anything about med beds.
Yeah.
So I would leave that mobile med beds in my head because I still want to do it. Uh-huh. I still want to have a facility. I still would like, because there's going to be some people that are bedridden, and how are they going to get there? So, you know, by having
the ability to carry them to the hospital.
Well, they're going to get there by ambulance like other people, right? When they're in bed, they're going to be transported. They'll be transported.
I'm going to make sure that I leave it as an open-ended.
Broaden the description of your project to include the med bed.
Right.
Make it a broader health education maintenance type of organization, and not an HMO, but.
Oh, med beds are just part of my project, but I've come to the conclusion now that instead of having a trust for each project or in a EIN number for each project and each currency, I kind of come to the conclusion to have one trust, one EIN, and then it umbrellas over the several other projects that I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think that's the better way to go. I was going to do them all. Huh?
Hire a director for each one.
True.
No, yeah. Just another look at outlook, another viewpoint.
Right.
There's a lot of ways to skin that one.
Mm-hmm. But to me, that was the way to go because of about three areas. But I appreciate it. Luna, did I answer your questions?
Well, pretty much you did. Yeah.
I felt like
we have to wait and see. Pretty much that's what I got.
Yeah. Well, I said what I could.
I know. I understand. It's okay.
Yeah. That's the best I could do.
We'll know more. You know, right now I keep reading that as soon as Jassar is announced.
Everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, who are we talking to? Who are we talking to?
Laura.
Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Zoom user.
It should say Laura.
No, no, it says Zoom user.
You're just the user of the Zoom channel.
All right, let me see.
Incognito.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, okay. Luna. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, not at all. No. I just figure anything that I've seen out there, they're saying that as soon as Jassara is announced, they've already built them. They're like ready to roll, literally roll out as soon as Jassara is announced. So that's encouraging, but where are they? But there's no other information as to where they're going to be. Well, a lot of people are speculating it's going to be in empty hospitals, because I guess there's some hospitals, private hospitals that have closed, right? Yeah. So they're using those buildings to put them in, which is awesome. That's pretty much all that I've heard. There's no details as to the average person who wants one in their home.
No, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, see, and yet there was information out there. Yeah, to Jared Rand, they should be in every house, everywhere in the world.
So that's one version. The other version is Sky's version, which is saying that when they become available and they're announced, there's going to be invitations that are going out, and you will have to do a video acceptance document agreeing that you're not only going to be a person that does the med bed in the beginning, but you're going to document from day one. I walked in, this is how I felt. I went into the bed, this is how I was. This is who I talked to. This is what I talked about. Did I have a counseling session? You know, from beginning to end, for 2 months. And then you're going to be, you agree to be a person that assists in the rollout of the med beds, which of course I would be one. So I'm a great candidate. So if anybody's watching, feel free to call me.
What's going on?
Exactly. So, I mean, that's another version. Jared Rand says they're going to, every household is going to get one. And Sky says you're going to have to sign up to be one of the first ones that goes through it and agree that you will roll it out.
Yeah,
because they're not worrying about if they even do them in major cities across the U.S. and every country. They're not worried about being overburdened because we are the 1%. Don't forget, this is an advantage that we all know that no one else believes because we're all crackpots, remember? Nobody listens to us. We're crazy. So we're going to go get crazy in our med bed, get fixed, and then we'll roll it out and we'll show them. Hey, not so stupid, am I? So, I mean, that I like that one better because I agree with that vision that, you know, I can actually see that working.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
Don't you think they probably have some kind of business plan or organizational plan for all of the ones that they've already made instead of just helter skelter throwing them out there?
Exactly. I believe they're going to strategically. It sounded like they had strategically bought abandoned hospital buildings strategically around and they have installed the med beds. Now the military is going to be running the machines. So we don't have to worry about, I mean, let's not forget they're not fighting other countries anymore.
That's right.
Now they can be running the med beds.
Yeah.
And when we sign up to agree to be a guinea pig in a med bed, to show that they work, how we feel. And you're supposed to be absolutely honest and authentic. If you don't like it, if it feels like, if it makes you feel like crap, you're supposed to say, it's making me feel like crap. You're supposed to be authentic and real, because they want everybody to be able to reach somebody else. Like, there's going to be another person that reacts like you do. So, you know. And then
I understood they were going to triage the use of them. Worst need first.
Yeah, that's what I heard too. I heard that
that's what that girl said in the video. Yeah,
they're going to do it by priority, right? But it'll be like you phone in and you make an appointment. You have to have that preliminary appointment first, 1 or 2 weeks before you actually have your session, so you know what you're going into. You've also picked what it is that you want or need, with their advice, I imagine. And that's about as much as I know. And it will be on a priority basis. When you call, you'll be asked what the issue is or issues, right? If you have a medical condition, that kind of stuff, or cancer or some other disease.
Oh, sorry, guys. I thought
fair. And that's fair, right?
We have.
I'll give you a little hint. It's this whole RV thing, you know, with the 800 number and the, you know, website you go to and you get, make your appointment. It's kind of like a rollout before the med bit. I mean, they're going to see how all that system plays out, because, you know, they're only giving us, what, 20 days to do the whole redemption thing, or 10 days, and then we get our second appointment. Anyway, that's the first, like the beta test of how people can call in and get it all set up. Because the bigger one is when everybody wants to get in the med beds, and it's going to be the same system, the same way.
Oh, yep.
So
I question I question the idea of a second appointment even. I mean, if you're going to be meeting somebody that's going to counsel you, you should be able to call them anytime you want. You don't even need to have a second appointment. Why?
I think the second appointment is just to break up the monotonous.
So. You're talking about med beds, Larry?
No, I'm talking about the second appointment he's talking about.
To go over your project.
We can do that anytime.
With the wealth manager.
You're going to do a bullet point presentation at the first meeting.
Not really.
Hopefully give them a binder.
I don't really think that
it's a greet and meet.
It's a greet and meet. It's not, they're not looking at our projects. They just, I guess they want to know if you have any, because then for negotiation reasons, but we know that we don't have to stop negotiations there. That when we see our wealth manager, that's where we can, you know, go a little bit more into detail with our projects, right? And
like the if I am going into my first meeting, if I'm going into my first meeting, I am going to have the best 3-minute elevator speech. I'm going to about everything I want to do, because that is my chance to say how I am, how I feel, what I want to do. This is my passion. Let me do it. You know, here's my reasons why.
In your first meeting, you're talking about?
Yep. I'm planning that. I am just going to be set. I'm going to have, just be prepared with your 3 minutes. 3 minutes. You got 20 minutes.
I just don't think that person is going to really be able to.
And that's fine. To do much. You don't have to, but I'm going to be ready.
They're supposed to just take your currencies, bonds, whatever it is that you've got to exchange. That's it. And set up your accounts, which is super important, right?
Yeah, like I said earlier, with all the information that we have, just expect any scenario to come on our plate so that we're prepared for anything and everything. And that's all we can do. We might get to see the wealth manager. I don't really expect it myself, but it's a possibility.
I mean, one week they say yes, he may be at our first appointment, and we get another appointment right after, and the next week, you know, it's changed, and now we haven't heard that now for months, right?
Well, so, yeah. So that's why I said just be prepared, because we don't know what it's going to be.
Yeah, and remember, you're not going in there to get permission for your projects. It's your dream. It's your vision. Right. We're the humanitarians. So don't think that they're going to be able to say yes or no.
Thank you. I like the way you said it. Amen, sister.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We have an update from Wolverine here, by the way.
Oh, yay.
It's just a short one. I'll just read it quickly. Good morning. There are already 1% payments to folks in Wales. Many appointments in Europe, especially Zurich, London. Later, we have balance sheets. This gives us hope for the RV level 4B to begin shortly. Just a little more wait. That's it.
I had a question for Steve. Steve, with all the talk about the Pingo, a lot of talk about Pingo lately.
Oh, yeah, they're in the basket, eh? Did you guys? I'll post it. I'll post it again on Telegram, okay? While we're talking.
And so I was curious, Steve. I mean, out of the Dong, Dinar, Rubia, Bolivar, Pingo. I mean, is there any other currency that's mysteriously out there that I hadn't heard of? Because until you mentioned it, I never heard about the Pingo.
I don't have any other ones. I know Mark Z talks about some of the, there's some currency in Africa that he thinks could be pretty good, but I've never seen them in any basket or anything.
Okay.
So
we're covered.
We are covered. Yes.
The way I would treat that or answer that question is very simple. Any country in the world that is currently devalued to any degree, we know at some point that all currencies are going to be going one to one, with the exception of the RV exchange rates, special rates, the redemption rates, etc. So, and any of those countries which have a rate right now which has been suppressed, expect it to go up at some point. Yeah. So there's going to be a lot of them, and there's also going to be a lot of countries which the rates are going to be going down. So I can see the countries like the U.S. dollar will go down, the euro will go down, the pound will go down, etc.
Yeah.
Well, my Pingo doesn't have any serial numbers; they're all the same.
Nope.
So.
No, they didn't actually put any serial numbers on those big ones because they didn't have time, is what they were saying in the currency room. So, yeah, and like I said, Dr. Johnny, the currency room is where I got the idea for the Pingo and the Bolivar. And Steve Booch and Ed of Ocala was the ones talking about it. So they haven't talked about anything else. And as Gio said, everything's going one-to-one eventually. I just didn't know the Pingo even existed because they stopped using it back in 1947, I think, or something. Uh-huh. They went to the forint, Hungarian forint or something.
But, right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I got the one that you held. And then there's another one I found that was like 10 trillion instead of 1 trillion. The one you had is 1 trillion. And then there's another one. Pingo, 10 trillion Pingo, but there are only four left, so I got those. It wasn't that much. It wasn't very expensive.
Yeah, no. The blue one that I showed is actually supposed to be 10 quintillion.
Oh, really?
Yes, 10 quintillion.
Hold on.
Oh, crap, I have $4 quintillion.
Let me get my checkbook out right now.
That is so funny.
I love it. Steve gets out his purse.
All this talk about the Pingo, it sounds like we're playing a tiddlywink game or something.
Right.
They're going to get $4 quintillion one time?
Okay.
I'll be getting that one. $4 quintillions.
I'll be getting that one. Yeah.
That one's what?
That says a million. One Millard.
Yeah. And this is the one that's supposed to be 10 quintillion.
Okay. Right. Now, that's the one I got. I don't know. But this one's just 1 million?
Yeah.
Right.
So this one's 10 million, right? Because it says 10 million on it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then this one is supposed to be a 10 with 17 zeros behind it. Ooh. And it says 10,000 on it.
Huh.
100,000 on it, it says 100,000.
Okay.
But I found, so these, I think I paid $20 for this one. That's the 10 million. And they're now going for $90 on eBay. And I found a girl in Hungary who was selling them two of these for $90 US. Hmm. So I got, I actually got four more coming.
Does it have a 10 on it?
It's got 10 million. Yeah, it's Tismilio B Pango.
Okay.
We got enough.
The B Pangos are supposed to be the ones that are the highest.
Oh, that one right there.
Yes.
Okay. There's
one, I was told there was one above this, Dr. Johnny, but it was it never actually went into circulation, and I think it says 100 million on it. So it'd be 100 quintillion.
Okay. So, all right. So I got 10 of these that are a million.
Yes.
So, okay. So I got 10 million Pingo.
You probably have 10 quintillion with that. One quintillion each.
Oh.
It's missing a whole bunch of zeros.
See, it says Bilardo Mil Pingo. One Milardo.
Yes.
Huh.
I'll see you one Milardo and raise you two.
How can you tell if the Pango is not real?
Honestly, Luna, I don't know because there's no serial number.
Yeah. See, that's what got me, because these are new and crisp, and I was thinking for 1945, and I was kind of scratching my head. But you know, and Luna would understand this, because I can feel things, okay? Mm-hmm. So when I'm handling my currency, like, gosh, you know, the dong I bought is used. And that had a lot of energy when I was taking it all out. Yeah. And so each currency has an energy to it. And this had a lot of energy to it, you know, when I was holding and handling it. But it's like I said, well, if it's a fake, it's a really good one, you know.
Yeah.
But because I feel the energy from it, I don't think it's fake. Because I feel the energy. Money has energy, Luna.
It is energy.
Yes. And so when I handle the bolivars, oh my God, I get a lot. I mean, there's all kinds of things I pick up on the bolivars because, you know, there's a lot going on there.
Yep. And always has been.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So that's the only reason why I was confident about this. But then again, at the meet, you know, I'm thinking, well, I can't make a photocopy of all 10 of them because all 10 of them are exactly the same.
Yeah.
So I just made one photocopy and just put times 10.
Yeah.
But the only thing that I can say, Luna, is I bought from people on eBay that had really good ratings, you know, like in the tens of thousands ratings, and you could look at their feedback and everything. That's the only thing I've got to say.
I just think that in this 3D world that we're leaving behind, it's so easy for them to, you know, to jump on this bandwagon, especially if they're in the know and they knew that this sort of thing was happening, because the Pango has come in such like close to the end. Right?
Yes. Yes.
Right? It's just kind of felt like it, you know, it got slipped in.
So I'm going to ask a question. What country has Pango?
Hungary.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at it right now, Dr. Johnny, and I think the Milliard one is a 10 with 15 zeros behind it, is what it says on Wikipedia.
Okay.
A 10 so, with 15.
I'm looking, okay, I see right one right here that's a Pingo. It looks just like yours. It says it has the B on it on each side, just like yours did. Okay, so maybe that's one that's for real.
And that one, yeah, the one that I showed you, the purple one, is a 10 with 19 zeros. And they actually do have a 10 with 20 zeros and a 10 with 21 zeros. So the 10 with 21 zeros is a green one with the lady on it, and it's an E, it's a Milliard one. Again, it was never circulated. Yeah, the 10 with 20 is a blue with a different lady, and it was actually circulated. And then mine was circulated, all the rest were circulated. But yeah, that one that you showed me, I believe, is a 10 with 15 zeros behind it.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
And then this other one is supposed to have 17 zeros behind it.
Okay, so 17 zeros, that's the B. That's the one you showed me.
This is the 17 zero one with that girl on it.
Okay.
That's like 10 with 17, yeah. And then this is 10 with 19 zeros on it.
Okay. I'm looking for that one. Let's see if I can find it. Here. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Sorry, we got sidetracked again with Pingo. But yeah, Holly has even said that Pingo is now in the basket.
It is in the basket, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on my list. I just put it in Telegram.
Yeah.
You and that girlfriend still getting along, Steve?
Absolutely, Kat.
Okay.
Yes. Just well, checking. Darn. Just
always
checking.
That's right. Never hurts to ask.
This my girlfriend.
She don't look happy. Beautiful. She looks sad.
She's very happy.
Yeah.
Now she needs to smile or tell her lips to smile.
No, she's just in a pensive mood there.
She was posing for that one. Yeah.
Yeah, oh, she was posing. Okay.
Yeah.
She was missing Steve.
I so, saw that this morning. So.
Anything new that anybody's heard or interesting or?
Just everything that keeps lining up with what Gio said from Wolverine, all of the like Mark Z said last night that Zurich had started, which shocked him. And so Wolverine backed that up. Everyone keeps saying that, right? So all the bonds and everything. Mark Z has a 1, 2, 3 church group that's supposed to be funded today, I think. And they are bonds and currency.
And currency.
Hmm. And he said that there was some banks that might jump the gun and start actually doing currency exchanges before that we actually go. And Snake is just waiting. Like he said, the banker phoned him and said it's any moment now. I'm paraphrasing.
But. Yeah, I look at Wolverine's list of, you know, all the bonds and all that kind of stuff. And I mean, I'm pretty sure that we've seen that before. Don't you guys remember that list being posted before? So
yeah, there's something similar to it. Yeah, there was a similar one.
Fleming had a huge list of bonds at one
point. Right. That's right. He did. Yeah. So, I mean, are they starting from the top of that list or are they partway down? Because that was weeks ago, like at least 5 weeks ago.
Well, remember that there's 263 or some odd 67 types of bonds.
Yeah.
And each of those probably have a few thousand or a million in distribution. So it'll take time to go through them all.
What's your guess, Gio? What's your guess for the date?
My guess?
No, he doesn't give dates. No,
my best guess would probably be
the
whenever
15th or the 30th.
Whenever Jacera is officially announced.
Yeah. Jacera or Nacera, which one?
Yeah. Oh. It doesn't matter. Oh. It doesn't matter. Well, Nassara is going to go first, right? But it's already been rolling out. It's already
according to Mark, it's going to be Nassara is going to be this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I'm reading it right there.
Yeah.
So Third, fourth, they said.
Must be true. It's on the internet.
Yeah.
It's right there.
I would expect that anytime Jacera or Nassara is announced, then we'll have the RV.
So Jacera won't come out at the same time?
Yep.
I think Jacera has been. I think Jacera has been rolling out already.
Yeah.
In various countries, all around the world.
So we just have not made the big announcement.
It's not public yet.
That's right. That's right. And you know the Julian calendar. I don't know about you guys, but mine still shows November the 3rd today. So you know, not real sure what that was all about. If that was disinformation, stupid. But I mean, they kept it right up until the night before.
I know.
I still kept hearing and seeing.
There's no verification for it.
No. And how they needed to announce it to, you know, to the public. And so, yeah, whatever.
And what would the public know about what Julian calendar? So, I mean, right. Why? Who cares?
They wouldn't know.
No. So.
Well, we'll find out at the end of the day. They may take that 10 days and add it to the end of the month. Of December when the new year comes in. We'll see.
And by the way, my mortgage still came out on the first.
Yeah, well, it wasn't going to switch until yesterday. Yesterday I know. Was the official
the
day.
The second,
yeah.
I know.
So,
I was hoping that maybe that Julian calendar had something to do with they have to give that money back. Well, they have to give it back anyway, but, you know, I don't know. I didn't know if that had something to do with October 20th. I didn't know.
Yeah. I don't know either. Yeah.
Wasn't October 20th the day that our books had to be straight, and that's where we failed. You know what I'm saying?
Audit?
The audit. The next.
Something. Yeah. Constitution.
Come on. You get the word. I know. Say, yeah, that's the word.
It's right there.
It's right there. I know it. It's right at the tip of my tongue. I'm going to bite it off.
When we ended up having a gray moment. We didn't have, we faltered on our loan. We
defaulted on our
loan.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's right. I did say loan.
The new fiscal year. Oh my God.
It just came out really slow.
It's the new fiscal year, the beginning of the new fiscal year, right?
Holy crap, holy. That's terrible.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, that's okay.
And none of you
had a lot of those moments. Yeah, we all have those moments regularly.
That's because we're going into 5D and we don't have to recognize those in that state of mind.
No, that's right.
Yeah, we can cover this with any excuse. Just like that gematria. I don't know how many of you follow that, but this is my theory. You can make anything fit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is that terrible or not?
No. No.
I've listened to 48 over and over and how they play by the numbers, so we'll play by the numbers. Well, I'm sorry. You can make anything fit anything. That's just how I view it. So play the coincidental game if you wish.
Yeah. Well,
you listened to Code Monkey Works? Have you listened to him?
Gene D. Code or Monkey Works?
Monkey Works. Ron Watkins or something.
Okay, what does he want? What does he say?
Oh my God. I mean, you talk about okay, mm-hmm. This is not an insult, Rod, if you're listening.
Wow.
He is like the dweeb in the classroom that you absolutely love because you know that no matter what the question is, he will always know what the answer is.
So
you
what's the
always
answer?
Want him on your trivia team.
Because so what is he saying about gematria or gerominator or whatever it is?
I mean, he does all the decoding. So he will see a Q post, and he can relate it to the section and the article in the military guide. And like, he's got all these lines. He is way above my ability to go there. I just can't do it. But he is really unbelievable. I know that I
would about
everything in the Q posts. He's connecting the all the dots.
Right.
It's kind of, I don't know if I would say it's gematria, but it is kind of, but it is not. He saw the election and he was able to determine how they,
you the can make it fit. Was
working. Yeah.
All right. Got to go, guys.
Something. Bye, Larry. I love you.
Bye, Larry.
Yeah, love you guys too.
Glad you that you missed your trip this week.
Bye, Larry.
I guess he's going now, is he?
I don't know. He was supposed to already be gone. Then she decided she didn't want to go. Then it was they go, but they're not going. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Well, I guess we'll find out one way or the other.
Okay, Steve, I got one with 18 zeros.
There you go.
I think that's the most that you can get, right?
No, 20.
19, but 18's plenty.
Okay. I was looking for 19, but I couldn't find it.
Yeah, they're harder to find those ones. There is the same lady that I bought on eBay from, she's got a huge rating, 17,000 positive or whatever, but she's in Hungary and she has a lot. It's got 3,000 Pengo notes in it. And it ranges from whatever, like it looked to me like she had 100 of those 19 zero ones.
Wow.
But it's $1,000 Canadian, and I'm not sure I want to spend $1,000 Canadian and roll the dice on it's supposed to be in the basket. It's supposed to be. So
it is in the basket, supposed to be. It is in the basket now. Yeah. Well, Pengo, if you're talking Pengo.
But look what I have.
Oh yeah, I remember. There we go. I have one that my dad kept.
So should I take this with me?
Let me see. Laura,
yes, I am. I'm taking mine. I'm taking mine. It's a Canadian dollar before the loonies.
Everyone's doing the show and tell here.
Yeah, before.
Does anybody know? Does anybody know what we do with change?
If it's silver, hold on to it. It'll be considered as junk silver, or right? It's a slightly different. It's about 80% silver as opposed to 99.999% silver.
How do you know if it's silver?
How do you know? Simple.
About a year.
Yeah.
About a year, right?
Put a magnet on it. If a magnet does not pick it up, it's probably silver. If a magnet picks it up.
Otherwise, it's got nickel in it.
Yeah, precisely. Or maybe some kind of stainless steel or
palladium.
Something. Yeah, something.
So if the magnet does not pick it up, it's silver?
It's probably silver, yes.
Yep.
Probably means it might not be, but we're not really sure. But we can use those special words, right, George?
Absolutely.
Probably.
So it's just information.
Yeah, that's cool. Right.
You're never going to let that down.
No.
No.
Well, it's good to hear that I finally got everyone trained properly about that.
Yeah. It really just saves you a lot of grief, is really what it's about. It's not to skirt the issue.
That's right.
It's not.
Yeah, it's to save everyone that emotional expectations, right? That when you have an expectation and they're not met, we're all disappointed. So
I hope you don't take that attitude when you get the 800 numbers and go, it's just information. They don't care.
No, he's got a system.
No, I haven't.
He's got a system. Yeah, he has a system. So
I'm just picking.
That's
don't
all right.
Worry.
Yeah, it's all good. It's okay to poke fun. I don't take any personal.
So JFK Jr. has 4 children. 2 of them were surrogated by another woman. but they did use his sperm and her egg. And does anybody know who any of them are?
I do know. Arabella, I think, is the daughter.
Kaylee McEnany.
JFK Jr.
Kaylee McEnany. Yeah,
Ezra Cohen. Ezra Wiseman. Cohen. Sean Spicer.
Really?
John Spicer?
Who's he? Sean Spicer. He's on Newsmax.
Oh. Well, that
press secretary for a while and didn't last long.
Yes, yes.
She's his daughter.
Kaylee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who?
Kaylee.
Kaylee McEnany.
Right.
Right, that was his daughter. Yeah.
And then the other one I didn't hear very well. It was on the Jesus Strand 1 and 2. Has anybody listened to that?
Not yet.
I have it, yeah. But it's a child he has over in, where is that? Australia, plays soccer.
Mm. Oh, yes, that's right.
So he has 4 kids.
So 3 boys and 1 girl.
Yes.
Wow. Wow, you can't imagine having 4 kids.
I know, right?
Wow.
And according to the Jesus Strand also, Melania and Trump divorced years ago. And that's why they were talking about Trump and Diana, Queen Diana, are going to have their actual wedding after this is all done and said.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That I'll be amazed. I still can't resonate with that at all.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't. It just doesn't feel.
That one's just, that one's just, I can believe JFK and Caroline and their kids.
All that other stuff. All the adoption. Not this one.
But when it comes to Melania and Don, I cannot.
No.
And Diana, I just cannot.
Why do you think she's going to Russia? If Trump and her were together, she wouldn't leave Trump. Think about it. Won't you?
Well, is Baron their kid?
He is Princess Diana and Donald Trump's.
Yeah.
From Baron or from, didn't Melania have Baron? She gave birth to Baron. That was from Trump, right?
No. Apparently no. It's a Diana.
Because here's the thing that makes me kind of believe that is because he's over 7 feet tall and he's not even 15 yet. He's growing
He's 6'7", not 7 feet.
Wow.
Well, close enough.
Trump's 6'4".
Yeah.
Well, yeah. He's only 15. He's barely 15. So he's going to grow more.
So what are you saying? Melania's father was
short.
Well, her father's kind of short and so is her mother, but Melania's taller, but you know, I just, something about Baron, I never did quite follow that. It's like mother and
that's
son.
That's why he is Princess Diana's son.
Mm-hmm.
You can show pictures of both of them at the same age and they're both look identical.
Mm-hmm. Wow, eh?
I'm just like Spock, fascinating.
And it will be. I think a lot of things are going to be fascinating for us. We think we know everything because we're awake, but I think even we are going to be surprised.
Oh, yeah. As I heard someone say the other day, that because we don't know so much, it's going to be a big gut punch to all of us too when we do find out. It's good that we've gotten 6 to 8 to 10 months under our belt for the truth about a lot of things that have come out this year. But even we have not even skimmed the true surface of what's going on.
Yep.
So, my husband, he believes, but he don't believe some stuff. And I can't tell him too much because there's certain things. Well, I was listening to Phil something.
Good.
And Phil who?
Good.
Good, maybe. And he looks like a military guy. He's got one arm that's totally tattooed and he's got a real short haircut and he always wears a baseball cap. No. That's all I can tell you. Anyways, he was talking about everything that's going on and that he was one of the 6 people called into a room to with other people to talk about, share information, because he gets certain information and they get certain information and they get certain information. Yep. And to put them all in a room, they could ask each other questions and make a picture. So everybody realized that they were all missing part of the picture, and that the other people were getting innate are good with never sharing their sources, but sharing the information that is pertinent to making their picture a clearer picture. Anyways, so he gets to the item about the earth is flat, NASA's crap, and my husband, oh God, you were listening to a crackpot. He gets up and walks out of the room. Like the earth being flat was way too much for him. Yeah, and I was like, that's all right, you'll figure it out.
Yep, he will.
It's so funny. Just the way he got up and
yeah, Tara, but he was the one that was in the wrong. He's the one that went around making smart remarks about everybody, trying to discredit them. Try to tell everybody he had to leave and go to New York immediately. Bad, bad dude. Liar. Wants the limelight.
Who's that?
The one you were talking about.
Yeah?
Yeah. Bad. Everybody got into it with him a couple of days ago.
Okay.
What's his name, Tara? Phil.
Godlewski or whatever.
Godlewski.
Okay. Yeah, he did say something about Mike Penny, and yeah. I was like, wow. You know,
Mike Penny said, come down here and say it to my face. He never even said it to Mike. He told it to everybody else.
Yeah.
He won't even confront Mike Penny, but it's so petty what's going on.
Oh, yeah. But yeah. I'll tell people you one thing he did say is there is a lot of disinformation out there right now.
Yes, there is.
There are a ton of people that are
everybody want to be in the limelight.
Right. So everybody listen to whoever you're listening to, listen, expand and broaden your horizons. And
listen to a lot of people, not just one.
Yeah.
Right. And when you hear multiple people saying the same things, you can kind of think that that one is good. But if you only hear one person saying this, then it's probably crap. So that's probably
not
the
necessarily best way. That you got to use discernment like you did when you learned the truth.
Right.
We all learned discernment and started shaking our heads and going, how does that make sense? Like with flat earth, prove that to me, show me from 100 different angles where you come up with that idea. Yeah. And then let me base my decision on something that's sound. Be a journalist who says, here's the news, do what you want with it.
Yep.
Don't sit there and say this is fact.
Well, we haven't seen the world going around either, and we haven't seen flat earth, so who knows what. I figure I don't know a whole lot, so if the earth is flat, they didn't say why. It's almost like it's so bizarre that there must be something terrible, but maybe all of the worlds are flat. I mean, who the hell cares? We'll just find out. It doesn't have to be a bad thing.
The most logical part I got out of that was, if the world is spinning at 1,000 miles,